I just couldn't believe that I could forget my child.
The anguish that came in March of 2007 was nearly unbearable.
It was very devastating for me.
Lynn Balfour swore she dropped her son off at her babysitter's in Greene County, but she never did.
After I went into work, I got a phone call later in the day from my babysitter asking me how he was doing. And I said, what do you mean he's there with you? And she's like, no, he's not here. And I said, oh, did my husband pick him up early? She's like, no, Lynn, you never dropped him off. That's when I raced to the car and found my son in the back seat, not breathing. I pulled him out of the car and I started CPR on my son. And that's probably the worst memory, the worst feeling that I will ever have, is trying to breathe for my own child. You have to live with that for the rest of your life.
The 9-month-old was alone in a hot SUV for about 7 hours. Eventually, he succumbed to the sweltering conditions. Even though the temperature outside was only 66, inside the vehicle, police said it likely reached 98 degrees in just 40 minutes.
Don't think that it could not ever happen to you. I was one of those parents that had heard stories about how this is possible, and I sat there and said to myself, there's no way I could forget my child, and then it happened to me.
A jury acquitted Balfour of involuntary manslaughter. Now she's hoping her story will serve as a cautionary tale, preventing further tragedies. KidsInCars.org works alongside her.
We can really make sure that no more children are left alone in vehicles.
Jeanette Fennell with the organization tells parents to look before they lock.
Put something in the back seat of your vehicle that requires you to open the back door every time you park. You can use your cell phone, employee badge, a handbag, your lunch. Just put something there in front of your child so when you arrive at your destination, you'll open the back door.
She urges mothers and fathers to place a stuffed animal in the front seat whenever their child is in the back. It'll be a constant reminder, and ask babysitters to call within 10 minutes if a son or daughter hasn't arrived on time.
For instance, if you're always going to be there at 8:30, if the child isn't there and they don't have a call from you, that's the signal for that provider to call you. That one phone call in so many cases would make the difference between life and death.
And most importantly, remember, it can happen to anyone. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.